Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, welcome back, people. Thank you for listening in tonight. We had kind of a tough first hour there. As you probably know, me and Lee, for whatever reason, totally crashed the computer. Everything crashed, but as we always do, thanks for the help of Sam, his expertise, we were able to bring it back up. But Matt came off the bench and carried a touchdown. We could not have done that radio show without Matt Goodwin. I hope you people will show some appreciation to our staff here. That's right. Matt was a starter. Matt came off the bench, and you know what he was like? He was just like Tom. What's his name for the New England Patriots? What's his name there? Anyway, Tom Brady. Yeah, that's his name. My wife's about to kill me. Matt was the Tom Brady of the night for the first hour. He took it. He took the ball just like he'd been doing it all of his life, and carried us in for a touchdown. It was a tough interview. And keep in mind, people, this lady is German. She spoke German all of her life. Everything we told her, she's having to convert her mind from English to German and getting back to English speech. I can't think of the right term. But anyway, we're going to have one hell of an hour, the second hour. And I'm so glad to have Jacob Tyler back tonight. Before we go anywhere else, we want to welcome Jacob Tyler back. We heard he ran off to a Mooney hippie camp last week, but he got kicked out, you know, for pot licking. Is that true, Jacob? I mean, what's up? Where did you go last week, son?
Dag nabbit, Eddie. I was hoping that wouldn't get out, and now you've spilled the beans. So thank you for that. But I'd also like to thank you for the warm welcome back on the show. Sure, I'm glad to be back on with y'all, and it's always a great time and a great pleasure and privilege for me. So, greetings to everybody out in the audience tonight, too.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're really glad to have you. Really glad to have Matt. You know, it takes a bunch of people to do this. Just like Sam talked about, you always have to have somebody in there because especially when you're doing live radio, these things happen. Lee is more conspiratorial than I am, although I do realize that people screw with us. I think probably it was just probably a snafu in one of the internet systems or something. Lord knows I'm not technically proficient. But, Jacob, what we're going to do this hour, Matt has been studying. And I'm sorry if we were late getting Jacob back. He came on like Matt today. He came off the bench. We had a guest to cancel out on us at the 11th hour. So we had to redo the schedule for the third or fourth time this week. That's live radio, man. People come and go. They cancel at minute's notice. But what's going to happen, we've got some very hot topics that are red hot right now in the news, the hottest topics in the news going. We're going to spend the first probably segment or two talking about this Jeremy Epstein thing. And in my opinion, it just shows pretty much what we've known all along, that we have a new world order already in place. We have the Agenda 21. We're going to kind of try to get a guest on here from the Agenda 21. It's raise the hair on your head if you know how far along we are there. But the Mossad, this Jeremy Epstein, the guy, I think he was probably just a flunky, probably a J.P. Morgan type guy. He impersonating a billionaire, impersonating a jet owner, impersonating a yacht owner. He had none of that stuff. He was being allowed to do all this stuff because he was getting ready to, could sample all the young teenage candy he wanted. He was living a great lifestyle. The Mossad runs everything. We have a new world order. In my opinion, I'm going to shut up and go to Matt. He's going to bring us in. We have a new world order being led by the Antichrist, the Antichrist is probably going to be Jewish when he comes in to lead. He's going to lead Satan in here. But the New World Order, the globalists, whatever you talk about, the Satanist Bolsheviks, they're being led by the Jewish Zionists. Well, Matt, take let's go to the the Epstein thing first, Matt. Take it off, fella.
New World Order, indeed. These people, this thing just this ball of wax just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It's like capturing more and more large-scale personalities. I was watching something today where they were talking about Roger Stone was connected to this Roy Cohn, who was a socialite back in the 50s, 60s under J. Edgar Hoover. And come to find out, this Roy Cohn, this Jew socialite who had all these young boys, they said, blonde-haired young boys he would love to sleep with. Roger Stone said he would have sex with them. You know, this man trained Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump. There's many, many, several instances of pictures with Trump and Roy Cohn and Roger Stone, all these men together. So, I mean, this thing just keeps growing, and it just keeps getting bigger, consuming more and more people. As far as the New World Order goes, Mossad has sent out all many, many different types of Jeffrey Epstein's all over the world. These people, like Eddie said, they basically set them up to capture all these high-profile people. They'll microphone their rooms, they'll put cameras up, they'll record them, and that's how they get blackmailed. This is exactly what J. Edgar Hoover was doing, too. So,
yeah.
What do you guys know about that?
Take off, Jacob. Go to you, fella.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely, Matt. I agree completely. I mean, folks that act like they're, you know, really skeptical about the conspiratorial aspect of things that we talk about on here so often, you know, and you'll even get those people. I know we've all heard them, you know, where they're like, why do you even got to talk about that conspiracy stuff? You know, it brings down the rest of the message. Like, well, the conspiracy stuff is the nuts and bolts of, you know, how the enemy does what they do. And if you think that, you know, the agenda for white genocide isn't part of that, then you're in for a rude awakening at some point, you know. So yeah, I mean, this is the nuts and bolts of that we're talking about here of how sinister behind-the-scenes forces, you know, this Luciferian cabal can exert so much control that is vastly disproportionate to their own representation in the population. You know, it's through stuff like this. They get these guys like Epstein, and a lot of people will fall right into that trap. And then, of course, in this digital age we live in, it's easier than ever to even just manufacture what is ostensibly damning evidence against somebody, even if they haven't actually engaged in it. But guys like Jeffrey Epstein illustrate that, you know, unfortunately, it's not often manufactured. A lot of people, you know, fall for it hook, line, and sinker. And regarding Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover, I have heard before that he was going all the way back to that time period, that he was kind of pioneering a lot of the stuff that was being done along those same lines. Because like you're saying, Matt, yeah, it's the same, you know, it's nothing new under the sun. They've been doing this for quite a while. And with Hoover, they all kinds of stuff came out in classified government documents about, you know.
Well, Jake, we got to go to a quick interview. Excuse me, a quick break. I'm sorry. Don't know if you hear the music or not, but we've got to go to a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask you, Matt, and Lee a question, and y'all will start spring back like you always do. People will be right back in just a minute. Thank God we got Jacob and Matt back here tonight.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Hey, this is Matt from Blood River Radio. Blood River Radio is your voice to save our land, our people, and our future. We propose Christian solutions to an anti-Christian assault on our bloodlines. We love what we do, but we cannot do it without your help. The annual operating cost of Blood River Radio is more than even a team of people should bear alone. With your donation, we can take the fight to our enemies and hold our own people accountable for their treachery against us. Please go to our website, www.bloodriverradio.com, and find a way to help us that is suitable for you. We are thankful for any cash, check, or money orders we get. We also appreciate your correspondence or letters of encouragement. Once again, please help, and thank you for joining the fight.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Well, people, we're right back. The old chunk of coal is back here. You know, me and Sam had the most riveting conversation during the break. Matter of fact, that's going to be the question I'm going to ask my guys. Okay, guys, y'all pay attention now, like you always do. Pappy's going to be awake, but not Lee. No, Lee's awake now. But listen, me and Sam were talking about a thing that me and Matt were talking about a couple of weeks ago, this phenomenon called deep fakes. Now, a deep fake, like Sam was telling me about, they can take. And this has a direct relation to what I'm going to ask the guys about. President Trump, some years ago, was photographed supposedly on this yacht called the. It was named after Maxwell's daughter. I got her name written down. Her name is Ghislaine Maxwell. He was photographed on the yacht. The name of the yacht was called the Miss Elaine, something like that. It was named after Robert Maxwell's daughter. Robert Maxwell was a big, super high-ranking Mossad agent, a Jewish, of course, buddies with Mike Wallace on CBS News, whatever news he was with. Well, Trump was photographed on this yacht, guys, with this Wallace, the CBS news guy, this Robert Maxwell, who is well-known, big-time Mossad agent, and other Mossad agents. He was photographed there. Could this be, like Sam was telling me, the deep fakes, the CIA are so good. And he said, Sam's saying that some of the guys who are really up to really good, well, just regular Joes that are really good with this high tech stuff, they can take like Matt or somebody, if they can strip your clothes off really and make you look like you're butt naked. They can make it look like you're in bed with a teenager. They can make it look like you're doing anything they want. And Sam was also saying, there's another thing called a not-so-deep fake that most people can detect that is a fake. But he said that the ones that are really good in making deep fakes they're so good that even the experts can't tell if they're real. Now, my question to you guys is, is Trump a crypto Jew? Is he a Jew? I think he might be. Was he really on that yacht? Has he been with all these Mossad agents? Or is this a deep fake? Let's go to you first, Jacob.
It's quite possible. I mean, in this day and age, you don't have to be a cynic to recognize that, you know, just about anything is possible in this age of deception and depravity that we live in. But I personally don't find it to be the sort of thing where it's just, oh yeah, you know, it's a given. I mean, I can imagine either way. And this isn't a Trump is our guy kind of talking point either. I definitely don't believe that either. But you wouldn't even have to be there for no good reason or whatever. Guys like Trump, they rub shoulders and they hobnob with all kinds of people at various levels of power. And you cross paths with people all the time. I mean, you joke around and rib me about all the people I've met in the movement, Pappy, and you know, anyone.
That's a great point. Great point.
Anyone who spends any time in our circles whatsoever, you know, you'd be surprised the people you bump into. And the thing about a photo is that, real or not, it's very out of context. You get very little about what all was going on there in a photo. Just because two people are standing near each other and smiling doesn't mean that they know anything about each other at all, much less are some kind of friends or associates. So the shorter answer would be, while on the one hand, I don't, you know, it's not like a no, never, not my Trump kind of thing, but it's not as if he would have to be. There's any number of reasons why he could have been in a photo with those guys. And also, you know, it's not as if Trump is a devout Christian or anything. A lot of this stuff is from his younger days. You know, God knows what the guy's actually done throughout his life. I mean, even esteemed people from our history like Benjamin Franklin, you know, and I don't buy into all the stuff that they say about Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin, but it's pretty well established.
Me neither.
That Benjamin Franklin was at one time in his life a member of the Hellfire Club. So, you know, you could take that one thing about Benjamin Franklin, take that out of context, and imply all kinds of insidious stuff about the guy based on that one little factoid. And then going back, bringing it back full circle, in this day and age, we really have to scrutinize anything that's presented to us as evidence anyways, because, yeah, the technology does currently exist and has existed for a long time to just fake this stuff altogether. I mean, the Photoshop stuff, it wasn't known as Photoshop back then, but there's really good evidence that the technology of Photoshop was in existence even back in the 50s, because there's been a lot of old black and white photographs that have made their rounds throughout the web. And people have found the actual photograph and put them up and done side-by-side comparisons. And, you know, to give an example, there's pictures of, like, German soldiers posing by an animal that's been butchered and it's hanging from a pole. And then there's another version. It's the same exact photo, same exact people, but there's a naked man who's supposed to be a Jew hanging there. And so this photo makes it look like they've dangled one of their countless victims that are grinning sadistically, you know, by their trophy and everything, when in reality you can find the real original photo, and it's of, you know, completely something completely different. So even back in the 50s, a lot of the stuff, the so-called evidence for the Holocaust, is arguably been manufactured, and there's, you know, some variant of Photoshop type technology. So on all those
fronts, excellent point.
It's much more multi-layered than most of us are inclined to think, you know, at a glance.
Well, you're all playing devil's advocate, because I'm gonna go toe to toe with Sam Bushman on this one. No way, Jose, is that a deep fake? We don't just have picture evidence. Donald Trump said Jeffrey Epstein's a good old boy. Donald Trump's arm is around Jeffrey Epstein. We have a testimony from a young girl who was a victim, who said she met Jeffrey Epstein first at Mar-a-Lago.
Sam said he didn't. He said he's not saying for sure that was. He's just saying he didn't know.
Wasn't. I'm also saying for sure he is likely a Mossad agent. I hate to tell you, what is he, number 56 president? I hate to tell you people this, but numbers, probably 40 through 56 were just about all Mossad agents.
Well, let me go, since you brought that up, let me go to this, ask you this, Matt. I just talked about, that's right. Well, you know, Robert Maxwell, Matt and guys, was, like I said, I'll go back and review the audience what we said. He was a big time Mossad agent. And once again, go back to his daughter, Ghislaine, she has been said, the scuttlebutt is that she did not work. You know, she's always been in these photographs with Jeremy Epstein. Well, the scuttlebutt is now she didn't work for Epstein. Epstein worked for her and the Mossad. That, like we said earlier, that they think Epstein was a fake billionaire, a fake yacht owner, a fake everything. A shell corporation. That's what you got. So, okay, not only Trump, but we had photographs of Bill Clinton with him. We know that Bill Clinton went to this pedophile island back and forth many times. But guess who was at guess who was at Chelsea Clinton's wedding, y'all? Who was a guest there in the background? This Ghislaine Maxwell was at Chelsea Clinton's wedding. What about that? What about that? Take off on that, Matt.
Oh yeah, she's pictured. This so-called socialite is pictured all over with these people. That picture. Well, I don't know where I'm going with that, but you know, she has several pictures of her just around important people at particular times, and guilt by association. What do they say? Birds of a feather. You know, folks. She very possibly is Jeffrey Epstein's handler. And it's likely that Jeffrey Epstein was just enjoying the lifestyle, knowing all along that, you know, he was serving his masters in Israel. So,
well, folks, Matt, I guess you hear the music coming up. When you hear the music, I'm going to go back to a question. I'm going to throw my 2 cents worth in, and when we come back, I'm going to ask a question, go back to Jacob, and I'm going to see if Lee has anything to say. Be right back, folks. Hope you're tuning in.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Today marks 50 years since man first walked on the moon. NASA's chief scientist Jim Green talks about some of the technology we got from the space program.
Space has enabled us to make huge progress. I mean, you can't even go from point A to point B anymore without your GPS. That's a space-based system. You look at the weather. That is all a space-based capability, and the models to project to see, you know, that it's going to be hot today out on the mall as we celebrate. You know, we already know that.
Speaking of weather, a dangerous heat wave continuing to afflict much of the United States this weekend. It'll feel like 115 degrees in parts of the U.S. from the Great Plains to the East Coast. The Dominican Republic's Ministry of Tourism is rolling out new safety measures in an effort to calm the fears of Americans traveling to that Caribbean island. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Tensions between Iran and the West are once again rising after Iran seized a British flag tanker. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt condemns Iran's actions.
This is completely unacceptable. Freedom of navigation must be maintained. We will respond in a way that is considered but robust. And we are absolutely clear that if this situation is not resolved quickly, there will be serious consequences.
Iran's Guardian Council says yesterday's interdiction of the tanker was reciprocal action in response to Britain holding an Iranian vessel in the Mediterranean. About a third of New York City's subway lines were suspended for more than an hour on Friday during the busy evening commute. Transit President Andy Byford says it was a network communication problem.
We did not know exactly where our trains were, so for safety reasons we had to ask all trains, instruct all trains to stop where they were while we ascertained what exactly was going on.
This is USA Radio News.
Thank you.
That's great music, people. You know, wish we could listen to that more. You know, Matt, our co-host Matt, picked that out. He's the one that turned me on to that music when we were up at the Montgomery Bell a couple of weeks ago. I love it. I listen to it all the time when I'm lifting weights. If I listen to music when I ran, which I don't, when I run, believe it or not, I like to feel all the pain. I like to feel the sweat. I don't like any type of drug, be it a verbal drug, an audio drug, a visual drug. I like to be in straight up reality when I'm running. I really do. Now, go back to what me and Sam have. I said we have some of the better radio. Yeah, you're on any drug. We have some of the best radio. We need to start playing the breaks, what me and Sam talk about. Sam brought up a great point. You know, and I thought this, I never had the confidence. Sam thinks I was all gung-ho for Trump. I was hoping, I don't have to admit, I was really hoping against hope. You know, maybe I drank some of the Kool-Aid, but I agree with Sam. I think Trump has turned out to be, bless his heart, he's a useful idiot. I believe that. Trump probably doesn't even know a fraction of the stuff who really pulls the strings, who rules the world. For instance, me and Sam both agree. At the top, there's a committee of 300, a committee of 30, a committee probably of 3. And I think these people at the very top of the echelon as a satanic movement, they probably have the committee of 50. They probably actually have the top guys probably meet with Satan. Now, I'm almost confused myself going there. But in fact, we got to wrap this up pretty quick because Matt has a big breaking thing with this congressional committee thing going on. But I think Lee has a question. Lee, did you have a question?
Well, I just wanted to say Jeffrey Epstein, I don't know what is his life expectancy. If he's going to squeal, they're going to bump him off. You know, that's the only thing I'm thinking of.
Are they going to kill him, Jacob?
It's entirely possible. I mean, it already is looking kind of like they might be offering him up as a sacrificial lamb, so to speak, in terms of letting his name. I mean, the best thing that could happen to him is him just being dragged through the mud and him taking the rap. And of course, we know there's guys way more sinister than him, and he's just a symptom of the problem and whatnot, even if he is a very loathsome and despicable character. But, yeah, that's the best thing that could happen if all that he gets is his name being dragged through the mud and him going to prison. Because at that point, when all bets are off and he realizes that he's just another tool for the people he's been working with, what would he have to lose? And so,
what was he, a surgical removal?
Could very well kill him. You know,
do you think he was? I didn't want to interrupt you, but we just have so little time. Was he a surgical removal? Was he just thrown out for the masses to satisfy the masses because they couldn't shut this sex thing up? It's been going on for years. Matter of fact, we interviewed a guy. We had a special on this some months ago. But Matt, is he a surgical removal? Are the people, the powers to be, are they going to try to quieten the screaming of blood? The little people screaming of blood. Was he a useful idiot? Is he just a sacrifice? Was it a surgical removal? Matt.
I think they're just going to move him around. He's an asset. They're going to move him around, and he'll be back. He'll probably be the Department of Labor chief here shortly. Mm-hmm. I mean,
well,
this is how they do, y'all. This is the mob dealings. These people that J. Edgar Hoover and Roy Cohn were dealing with were like, their friends were Bugsy Siegel and Meyer Lansky. Okay. They don't.
Yeah, you know what? J. Edgar Hoover would not let
just make you disappear.
You know, J. Edgar Hoover would not let his people investigate the mafia, La Cosa Nostra. Matter of fact, he said for years, Matt, to get back to you, that the La Cosa Nostra, the mafia, didn't exist. It was a myth. He said that for years, and he wouldn't let his people look into that. So I've read back when I was in ninth grade, Longview Junior High School, we had to take a course. But back in those days, we had to actually take courses. And they said that he wouldn't let his people investigate it because the mafia was too powerful. Matter of fact, and he was afraid they would corrupt his agents. Matter of fact, I'm going to shut up after this. He said that if his agents looked into the abyss would look back into them. And so people, I wish we had more time, but we've got to get to this. I wish we didn't have to leave this, but I think we should go to that congressional, what do they call it thing? I wrote it down here, the resolution. Matt, take us away on that congressional resolution. Tell us about all the evil there.
We have a Prop
a proposal from Representative Deutsch out of Florida. Ted Deutsch, this Jew out of Florida, has sponsored H.R. 1837. He sponsored it back in March of this year, and it went to committee in May the 3rd. But it's called H.R. 1837. It's United States-Israel Cooperation Enhancement and Regional Security Act. So let me give you the brass tacks real quick. We're pledging another $5 billion to the tune of $500 million a year over 10 years. We're pledging another $5 billion on top of the $33 billion we've already offered them just recently. Another $5 billion specifically for war efforts.
And also, Matt, you told me they're going to be, Matt, you told me also that we've pledged money to take care of the veterans in Israel. And then if one of their military people, if they're injured while they're waging war against the Palestinians, then they'll get a stipend for that. You also told me, Matt, that they're building up the nursing homes in Israel. They're building up like their agricultural system. They're going to build up their industrial base. Am I right or am I wrong there, Matt?
No, you're right. Let's tear apart some of this. Some of it is we help their elderly people over there. I guess this is kind of like an addendum on top of all the Holocaust survival stuff that we already help their elderly people with, because every one of them over there is Holocaust survivors. But no, we're adding that on there, helping their elderly. We also are helping their war efforts against Palestine, and anybody that gets hurt over there, we have to help fund. There's a special provision where they're called victims of terror. These Jews are called victims of terror by Palestine, and we have to fund them. We have to help them financially. In the bill, there's desalination technology. We're supposed to help them have water treatment plants. We got agricultural research facilities is what we've got to build for them. We've got to help fund their version of NASA over there. We can't help our own NASA. Our NASA's been broke over here for years. We haven't been to the moon and you know, can't send up technology. We have to use private companies like Elon Musk, but we have to help their NASA program. We have to give them industrial help. We have to build a cybersecurity facility and send an attaché to go help them with cybersecurity. This is what $5 billion is being spent on. Never mind all the homeless people and all the people here that need medical help. No, we're giving them $5 billion.
God, you know what, Matt, and I'm going to go back to Jacob because he's been hanging out. You know, speaking about all that infuriates me, you know, and I'm not crying just me, but Matt knows my situation with the Treasury and the IRS, et cetera. You know, they took my little medical retirement. They took that. They have a lien on our house. My wife will be 70, her birthday. She couldn't get insurance. You know, we're barely scraping by. And believe you me, I'm not crying. I think I'm one of the luckiest SOBs on the face of the earth. But, you know, and I'm going to go back and ask Jacob this question. But what we've seen, what was it, 5-6 weeks ago when the United States Congress voted unanimously, every single congressman we have voted to pass laws, to resolutions, to make anything. We couldn't say anything about Jews, couldn't say anything about Israel. Anything we said was supposed to be anti-Semitic. And like one guy said, I think it was one of my buddies said, I think it was Rich, said that, yes, it was just a resolution now, but we all know it's become a law later. So in view of just this one act of treason by our Congress, that's just one act. With all these billions of dollars we've been given for years and years and years. Now, this is probably a rhetorical question I'm going to ask Jacob. But, Jacob, do we even have a United States? I mean, why don't they just move the capital of Jerusalem over here to Washington, D.C., or Tel Aviv? Move Jerusalem to Washington, D.C., and say, to hell with it. It's not going to be Washington anymore. It's going to be Jerusalem, and Tel Aviv is going to be in Jackson, Mississippi. And to hell with you, white racist rednecks. What about that? What about, do we have a country, Jacob? Have we been totally, conquered by the Jews, by the Zionists, by the Zio media, by the Zionist world, New World Order? How about it, Jacob?
I would say absolutely not. And that's not just because I'm an incurable optimist. It's for a number of reasons. You have...
Uh-oh, there's the music, Jacob. Hang on to that. I went a little bit long there. We're going to go back, right back to you, Jacob. As soon as we have this break here, I want to go back and break that down. Be right back, folks.
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get Kosher-tified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified? Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this, the Kosher-tified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities, and it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, people, we can't fly either. But scuttlebutt is that Jeremy Epstein can fly. But you know what? This show you people will know what's going on. Me and Lee are sitting here. I'm not kidding. We're sweating like pigs. This reminds me of the old Beanfield studio when we were in the cesspool out years ago. It must be over 100 degrees in the studio. Our air conditioner is out. And, you know, we ain't exactly rich at Blood River. But that's God's truth. I don't have a thermometer in here. It probably burst. But I bet you it's bumping 100 degrees in the studio. We're sweating like pigs. Speaking about me and Lee sweating, Lee has a comment and or a question. He's after he came back from heat exhaustion. Go ahead, Lee. Take it away, brother.
No. I was just wondering. They're saying, well, you guys think Jews are behind every evil in the world, and I say, well, at least 80 or 90% of it, But that's just my comment.
Well, great comment. It's for sure. And since I'm 72 years old, we'll go back now. Now, Jacob, I was thinking you're a lot more optimistic than I am because you're 30 years old, and I think, and without a direct intervention of God, I think we're already being judged. But anyway, you're more optimistic. Tell us, Jacob, why are you optimistic? Why do you believe after the Congress is voting against us in every way, we have no representation whatsoever? How, pray tell, young Jacob, can you be optimistic? Tell the audience all about it.
Well, the key to it is in what you just said. You commented that, you know, you recognize that as a nation we are under judgment. And the Founding Fathers talked about how because a nation does not have an eternal soul like the individuals who comprise it have, a nation must atone for its sins in its lifetime. And that's a very scary reality because, you know, that basic and very reasonable fact has been observable all throughout history, and we've seen it come to fruition with the fall of the Roman Empire, the Greek Empire, and the Assyrian Empire, the Babylonian Empire, and all these empires that went before it. And, you know, a lot of these empires started out as just a nation. You know, Rome began as just a republic. It was an idea, and Rome did rather well for quite some time. But when they went to becoming an empire, you know, like all other empires in history, they collapsed under their own weight. So part of that very dynamic is one of the reasons for us to be optimistic, because we know from Scripture that the Lord chasteneth whom he loveth. And then when we look at the history of this nation, when we look at the numerous divine aspects of the formulation of this country, when we look at the numerous instances of miraculous intervention that accompanied every victory we had, there is no reason. I'm sure most of our listeners realize this, but folks, there is no reason, none, why George Washington and the Army of the Continental Congress and the groups of militias, usually led by the pastors of the local community, that went out and fought the preeminent superpower of its day in a war for their independence, should have won that war. And we lost a bunch of those battles too. I mean, it was disastrous in a great many ways, and there were numerous instances where Washington's army was miraculously saved. There were instances where, you know, we didn't have a navy at that time. The American Navy did not exist, and there were instances where we had rowboats with a cannon mounted in the bow, and they were going up against the British frigate or something, and that rowboat with its one, you know, piddly little pop gun was able to disable a British warship. And there's actual documented evidence of this. I mean, we have actual correspondences written between people who were there, who participated in these battles, and they said, surely God has performed an incredible miracle in giving us this victory. And there were instances where Washington's army should have been demolished, and they shouldn't have even been able to escape. So, you know, in the story many, many years prior to the American Revolution, the bulletproof George Washington story, where the chief approached him years later when he was president and he'd returned to that region and said that, you know, I recognize you. I in that battle that you were in on the way to Fort Duquesne, you know, where the French and the Indians ambushed Washington, who was just a colonel at the time, he literally told Washington that, I told several of my best marksmen to target all the officers. And it got to a point where Washington was the only one left, and they kept on shooting at him, and they kept on shooting at him. Numerous horses were shot out from under him, and Washington still, you know, was in the fight and everything. And he told Washington that he finally just gave up and told his men to stop trying to shoot him, and that clearly the Great Spirit, you know, was protecting him. So even this heathen Indian, you know, with their polytheist religion and everything, he realized, well, this guy's being protected, you know, by God, you know, and they gave up trying to kill him. So all these instances. And then, you know, the motto of the war was no king but King Jesus. It was very often the militias helped turn the tide of battle as much as the Continental regulars.
Amen.
And those militias were usually rallied and led by the pastors from their local communities. So, you know, when we look at that history, even though it's very clear, to kind of summarize this, what we're saying here, even though it's very clear that we as a nation are under judgment, we're no longer one nation under God, we are one nation under judgment. It's when we consider our origin, we consider that God himself had a hand in the formation of this nation. And then you can consider people like Alexis de Tocqueville, where after we'd won the war, you know, that it was just, it stormed the world stage. Everyone was shocked that America had come to beat the British Empire and had won its independence. And people were actually studying America from around Europe. Tocqueville was this French writer, journalist, and philosopher, and he actually came to America to travel around the country and try to figure out for himself what was going on. And he wrote a book called, nowadays it's called The Republic in America, but when he originally wrote it, it was called The Republic of the United States. And de Tocqueville, similar to Hesketh Pritchard going to Haiti and traveling across Haiti and trying to figure out what happened in the French government of Haiti, massacred by the blacks there, de Tocqueville was kind of doing a similar study in America. And he wrote in his book that his conclusion was that America was great because in every town, village, and hamlet he went to, even the layman had this deep spiritual consciousness about him and was a devout Christian of some stripe. And de Tocqueville, who, as far as I know, I don't think he was even a devout Christian per se, but it was obvious to this Frenchman who came here to study what's going on here. Why is this place defying everybody's expectations? After traveling from sea to shining sea, he concluded, well, it's because these people are, you know, spiritual, and they know who they are, and they, you know, have this purpose in being here. And, you know, make of that what you will, but as far as they're concerned, you know, God himself is guiding their progression and growth as a nation. And so where does that leave us now? That's a whole different light to consider all of this in. And
Jack, you're hitting on all eight cylinders, fella, but before we go out of time, and I could not agree with you more, I read the same stuff about George Washington. Even General Cornwallis said that we were going to lose this war because of the miraculous interventions. Before we run out of time, because I don't, Matt's been hanging on a long time, and not trying to cut you off, but Matt, chime in on what Jacob just said.
Well, I remember one story where Washington, after a battle, had like four bullet holes or five bullet holes in his coat. So there was some degree of divine protection. I'm a little more pessimistic. One thing in this bill that I want people to know is that they keep alluding to a United States-Israel territory. I don't know what this is. I think they've created a whole new country in the world that we all need to put on our maps now. United States-Israel. Everybody needs to be aware, and I guess Satan is their president. So,
no doubt.
it's just completely crazy. And so we definitely need to fight this at all costs. We need to fight this, y'all, whatever it takes.
Amen.
And I don't mean. I was just saying, that's great. That's great information. We got to pursue that some more.
We all need to lift this up in prayer and to make it very vocal that we're against this as a people. They need to spend $5 billion here. This is absolutely insane. But unfortunately, it's probably going to pass. So we know what they did with those, as Eddie referenced earlier, what those basically the American anti-First Amendment gag orders they passed earlier in the year. We know what they're going to try to do. So I'm not very optimistic right now. So.
Well, Matt, what you're probably saying is probably what I'm thinking and what Jacob said. We're no longer a nation united under God. We're a nation under judgment. I agree with that wholeheartedly. And the scary thing is, like Jacob mentioned, all the other empires in the past, and make no mistake, we are an empire. We're no longer a republic. We haven't been for years and years and years. I fear that the judgment is yet to really get going or get started. I think this country's probably only going to be destroyed. Put it this way, unless God himself intervenes to destroy this Zio-Jewish control, Jewish run at the very top, every corner of the world, they control every damn thing. They control the courts, they control the legislation system, they control the universities, the media, the banks, Hollywood. Anything, you name it, and there is a Jewish mole there. They control everything. Unless God himself steps in to save us, we're gone, people, and we're about out of time. We've probably got another minute. Is there anything you guys would like to say? I'd just like to say I'm so glad both of you guys were back tonight. Well, that's it, folks. We're out of time. If you will tune in next week, Dr. Thomas Sunick wants to call in for 10 to 15 minutes. He's giving a speech in London, England.
So he may call in and let us know about this speech in London, England. And the Blood River guys will be back next week at the same time, God willing. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight, y'all. Thank you so very much. God, good night now.